It's a Tuesday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day is here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, normally I would ask you about weather across the planet in some of the growing regions, but there's a great big winter storm that is brewing across your part of the world in the northern plain states, and it's going to cause some real problems for livestock producers. I know you've been talking with them as they're in the midst of this calving season. What are the discussion points that they have at this time?
Well, all of the livestock interests across the northern plains and the northern Rockies have had a very difficult last 2 months. It's been one storm after another, colder than normal temperatures. There's already been livestock losses just from the severe cold we had earlier this winter. And now we're looking at a classic high plains blizzard. It looks like Wyoming, Nebraska, South Dakota, portions of North Dakota, portions of Colorado and northwest Kansas. We'll see in many areas over a foot of snow with sustained winds of 30 to 60 miles an hour, some higher gusts, and we're looking at a lot of folks. Middle of calving season. Was talking to a rancher this morning in eastern Wyoming that has 600 calves. He's got to tend to here over the next 48 hours, and he's got to get through those conditions I just mentioned.
Yeah. So and they're all in remote places, so that it's not as if they're in feedlots. These are animals that are out on the range.
Yeah. These are range animals, don't have a situation where there are large enough barns to put them all in. So best you can do is find the best windbreak you possibly can, give them as much shelter as possible, and hope the next 48 to 60 hours they can weather through it. But this is going to be tough. It's been very, very stressful in those areas that is noted for stock growers this winter. Probably the hardest winter they can remember in quite a while, and unfortunately it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, so what kinds of conditions are most worrisome? I know there's snow, probably wind, temperatures. You tell me.
Well, it's a combination of all those things, but with the wet snow that's going to begin with this, with the wind, the wet conditions at first with falling temperatures are going to be causing problems for hypothermia, especially on the newborns. You'll also worry about the severe drifting. When the snow is this heavy and drifts up, you can get snow in nostrils. You'll get a situation to where literally the animals can suffocate just from snow blowing into their nostrils. And so there's a myriad of things that will cause problems with this storm.
Okay, now tell me about the storm over the next 2 or 3 days. What's its track look like?
Well, what it will do is it will reach its strongest point tomorrow across those areas I just mentioned before heading up into the Arrowhead of Minnesota. It's going to spread some rain into the Corn Belt and the Midwest areas. So at least for the western and central Corn Belt, there could be some good amounts of rain that could exceed an inch or more, portions of Missouri, Illinois, eastern Iowa, portions of Wisconsin, but it will stay liquid in those areas while it's those northwestern areas that are going to be seeing the snow.
And know that the folks here in our part of the world where we have sunshine at least now and warmer temperatures are thinking about you and hurting for those producers out there too. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That, of course, is Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is public radio for the farming world. Find us online. Listen to us on demand at WILLAG.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.